Welcome back to what has become the norm here on This Blonde Can Talk. Over the past few weeks, we've focused on producing episodes aimed at shedding light on the California fires, how you can help, and where to find help if you need it. This episode continues that effort. Please know that our regularly scheduled programming will resume soon, but for now, we remain committed to covering the fires, especially as the media shifts its attention toward the president and all of his antics. While we don't intend for this to feel like a traditional episode for the purposes of RSS continuity, this is episode 94. Thank you for sticking with us. And as always, please be advised the topics discussed may cause anxiety for some and trigger trauma in others.
Hey guys, it's Melanie. I'm back. Still tired as all hell because I just spent 10 minutes talking without hitting the record button. Oh, wow. If something can go wrong, it will go wrong. It's Murphy's Law. So I had planned to do this episode earlier today. Thankfully, I didn't because in a strange twist of fate, the fire alarm went off. And the fire alarm is very loud. It's like a gigantic, like, beep, beep, beep. It's a very loud sound. Like, if it goes off in the middle of the night, it will wake the dead. It's really bad. And so if I would have been in the middle of a podcast or recording a podcast, I would have been very angry because it would have ruined it and I would have like lost my train of thought and I would have to stop. I would have had no choice but to stop. So thankfully, I didn't start earlier, but not thankfully, I spent 10 minutes talking to myself. I mean, I'm talking to myself, I guess, in general because there's nobody else here. But I was talking and not recording, which is simplest. So I also intended to do this yesterday, but I couldn't. I was so tired. I could barely function. Like, I was exhausted, and I'm still pretty tired, but I didn't work out yesterday, and I didn't work out today, but I ate more today than I've been eating for most of the day. I'm just not really hungry. So I have a little bit more energy, and I'm going to get more rest off of this. And so hopefully by tomorrow I'll be like back to normal and not feeling like I need to go to sleep. Excuse me, every second of my life. Insomnia is so crippling when it hits. It's like I just can't handle it. But I'm not here to talk about myself and my insomnia. I am here to talk about what we've been talking about, which is the fires that are ravaging California. Before I start talking about resources and things like that, I need to apologize in case I gave anyone the wrong idea. So a last episode where I talked about the fires, I encouraged you guys to go to the Birmingham FC versus Wrexham AFC game at Cosm in Los Angeles. And I sort of, the way that I said it, I kind of implied that this would be like a game where the team would be present, not realizing that some people may not know what Cosm is. I know what it is because I've seen it. I've not been there, but I have seen it. They showed it on NFL on Fox on Sundays. And it's like virtual reality. I don't know how to explain it, but that's what Cosm is. I thought that it might be possible that, you know, Ryan Reynolds, Rob McElhenney, or Tom Brady might make an appearance just to make it a little bit more fun. I actually don't know if any of them did. I don't think so. I think I've heard about it, but especially Tom. Everybody knows how much I love Tom. But if I gave anybody the wrong impression and they went to this event expecting a live game, I am so sorry. That is my bad. I did not intentionally mislead you, but I did, in fact, mislead you. I also took a day off from doing this. I mean, I do it every 2 days, right? But it was... I was trying to do it 3 days in a row so that I could get fire resources out every 2 days. But I had to take a break so that I could pause and talk about another issue that was, you know, critical to me, very important to me, which was the information that I shared about the president and the LGBTQ community. So you listened to that episode. Great. And if you didn't, I mean, there's not a whole lot I can do about it if you didn't. So we'll move on from that. So I have a lot of information to share, a lot, like always. And I'm going to try and keep this under an hour and a half. I'm just very chatty. So before I start chatting, We've been kind of share we've been talking about our friend. Letter O, loves you on Instagram, who lost his home. And so he's got like a plethora of tongue twister, a plethora of information that I don't have, that because I wouldn't need to look into these kinds of things. So what I've done every episode is just kind of thrown to his what he says, and he knows that I'm doing this. I'm not stealing his content. He's aware. So here's some information that he shared for those who have lost their homes in the fires. I highly encourage you to follow him because he posts at a quicker rate, like a higher frequency than I do. And it's like he'll get the information immediately. So again, at I, the letter, and the letter O, loves you. So yeah, let me just throw to the information that he has, and then I'll be right back on the other side of it to discuss resources that I found and some other stuff. Okay, sounds good. Cool.
Some more decent news for people who lost their homes in the LA wildfires. Yesterday, Gavin Newsom announced the new mortgage forbearance program. Here are the details. You want to familiarize yourself with the difference between the terms forbearance and deferment. I made a video on this before. Forbearance generally means that you delay your payments for a little while and then all of those are due at the end of it. This is a little bit different. I'm going to explain how, but the headline is call your lender and ask them how exactly your lender is participating. They will have different terms depending on the lender. The deferment is when they take the amount that you owe, spread it out over the life of the loan, and tack it on to the end of the loan. That is obviously the goal. So when you speak to them, ask them how this forbearance will relate to or interact with a deferment, which you would prefer. So the terms of this new thing are 300 financial institutions have agreed to participate, and it is 90-day forbearance, streamlined process with no paperwork, so you don't have to fill out a super complicated application for it. There will be no balloon payment at the end. So they're calling it a forbearance, but they're saying it acts like a deferment. Call your lender and find out. There is an opportunity for additional relief at the end of the forbearance period. What that probably means is that at the end of your forbearance period, they will consider deferment. So you may have to just figure out if that risk is worth it for you. There will be no late fees during the forbearance period, no foreclosures and no evictions. And most importantly, perhaps there will be no credit score impact. So contact your lender and find out how they are participating. If you want this information on this program and you want to see if your lender is listed, you can go to DFPI, that's Daniel Frank Patrick India, .ca, like California, .gov/LA fires/relief. And there you can find all the information. All right, we're in it together. Hi, if you, like me, lost your home in the LA wildfires, then you, like me, are daunted at the prospect of making a spreadsheet of every item you ever owned in every room of your house. If that's you, I have two hot tips for you. One is, United Policyholders, which is an advocacy group for the insured, that's you and me, has a letter template they've already created that goes to your insurance company. You can input your information in it, and it effectively says, "Hi, this experience was hard enough without having to go into spreadsheet hell. Please grant me release from that responsibility and my personal property coverage in one lump sum payout." Maybe it'll work. Maybe it will save you months of spreadsheet nightmare. If it doesn't, and this is very important, I want you to create two spreadsheets. And here's why. Spreadsheet A is going to be all of the items that you had in your house. Spreadsheet B is going to be all of the items that you're going to purchase between now and when you send that spreadsheet in, which can go up to 18 months, I believe. Here's why. Spreadsheet A, they're going to calculate depreciation on that spreadsheet. What that means is when you put the price on there of how much your thing cost, you're also going to put when you bought it. And they're going to calculate down off of the replacement cost for depreciation, which is how old it was. On spreadsheet B, everything that you buy between now and then that you provide a receipt for, that you show, "Hey, yeah, I had a camera and I replaced that camera and here's the receipt for it," they will give you 100% of that value. So doing it that way will save you so much time and nightmare later, and it will also save you so much money.
Hey, me again. But you didn't see that one coming. I haven't mentioned this since, we've been discussing something that's so heavy, but I still spell my name with two L's. Because I'm someone who kind of laughs through tragedy, and even though there's nothing funny about it. And the anniversary of my grandfather. I don't want to make this about me, but the anniversary of my grandfather's heart attack is actually tomorrow. So I'm very emotional, and cracking jokes is kind of just how I deal with it. Jim Carrey famously said, "I act because I'm broken." And I think that's true about me as well. I've chosen to be an actor because parts of me are broken, and I want to take those pieces and make something really beautiful and maybe really messy, and hopefully, make the world better for someone else. But yeah, it's going to be tomorrow's gonna is a hard day. It's also my mom's birthday, by the way. So if anybody who's been on listening to the podcast for any significant period of time, they would know that my mom is frequently a guest on the show, and a lot of people have come to really love her. So her birthday's tomorrow. So if you wanted to, get her something, you could donate $5 to any charity of your choice to support the wildfires in LA. That would be really nice. Other than that, let's just jump into the information that I have. I think there might be a little bit less than usual this time. I'm not sure. So anyway, here's an update on the fires themselves. This is as of like 10 a.m. this morning, so it may have changed, but I'm not sure. So the Hughes Fire has burned 10,396 acres and is currently contained. It says structures threatened 2,623. Does not include structures believed destroyed, but pending confirmation. Eaton Fire, 14,021 acres, 95% contained. Structures threatened, 6,775. Structures damaged, 1,073. Structures destroyed, 9,418. Does not include structures believed destroyed, but pending confirmation. This is like the most devastating thing to read. Like, it's so sad. It's not the most destruction, but it's still really bad. And it's 95% contained. So I think within maybe the next 2 days, maybe they'll have that one just like completely out, which would be really great. Palisades Fire, 23,448 acres, 77% contained. Structures threatened, 12,317. Structures damaged, 972. Structures destroyed, 6,809. Does not include structures believed destroyed, but pending confirmation. So that's a little update on where the fire, like where we stand in terms of containing the fires and so forth. So Donald Trump, President, I hate saying it, President Donald Trump went to California today. So here's a little article about that. It's basically he intends to withhold resources. I just can't with him. So here's what it does. Ahead of a planned trip to the state on Friday, a reporter asked the president very directly if he would withhold funding to Los Angeles because of its sanctuary city policy. Trump responded, "I want to see two things in Los Angeles: voter ID so that people have a chance to vote, and I want to see the water be released and come down into Los Angeles and throughout the state." Trump responded, ignoring the actual question while adding even more questions to federal aid. "Those are the two things. After that, I will be the greatest president that California has ever seen. I wish I could get James Austin Johnson to come on here and read this in the Trump voice, because at least we would have something to laugh at, but it's just like not even funny." Trump went on to ramble about the abject beauty of California before returning to his thesis. "I want voter ID for the people of California. They all want it right now. People want to have voter identification. You want to have proof of citizenship. Ideally, you have one day voting, but I just want voter ID as a start. And I want the water to be released, and they're going to get a lot of help from the US." Who wants to tell this man that California is in the US? Oh my God. Not to mention, like, what does he mean by he wants to see the water released? It just doesn't make any sense. So the article goes on to say, Voter ID law has nothing to do with the wildfires or with getting federal assistance to California. It's just one of the many demands Republicans want Californians to meet before they dole out the funds they've been dangling over the state. When asked moments later about the requirement, Trump seemed to imply that there would be no conditions on aid to North Carolina, which is still recovering from Hurricane Helene. But California was a different story. In California, I have a condition. We want them to have voter ID, he reiterated. Oh, this man. On Trump's desire for the water to come down in Los Angeles, the president has repeatedly accused the California state government of refusing to send water from Northern California to fight the fires, saying that they're ignoring Southern California to protect the Delta smelt, a kind of fish. I just can't. Then he goes on to say, Los Angeles has massive amounts of water available to it. All they have to do is turn the valve, and that's the valve coming back from and down from the Pacific Northwest, where millions of gallons of water a week and a day, even in many cases, like he's so confusing. Is it a week or a day, sir? Anyway, where millions of gallons of water a week and a day, even in many cases, pours into California, goes all through California, down to Los Angeles, and they turned it off. I don't know what he's carrying on about. I'm not sure anyone does. It's nowhere near as simple as he describes it. And there is no valve. The hydrants were overworked, not shut off, nor did the smelt have anything to do with the lack of water to the south. High demand and low pressure did. There's literally no real connection between the fires in Southern California and the Delta smelt protection, said the Center for Biological Diversity. So basically, I don't know. He has a fascination with smelts, and he also has fascination with withholding assistance to people that pe people need. Like I'm just so perplexed that so many people voted for him. And dare I say, I'm perplexed that so many people are this stupid. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and share some resources where you can donate or where you can pick stuff up. A lot of them are kind of like events, so they would be like a fun activity for you that will benefit people who are in need. Some of them are going to be repeats. Sorry. Some of them don't have the links, so you will have to go to the pages. And others, like I might mention an organization and then re-mention it later. So here we go. First of all, a shout out to all the Dena girls that's been doing the most, but they are asking to please not drop off any more physical donations because they are completely full. They rented a new space and a whole bunch of trucks. So they do need like you guys not to bring any clothing, makeup, shoes, or anything like that for now, because they don't have the space for it. But the best way to help them is to go and donate at www.altadenagirls.org. So if you wanted to give my mom a birthday gift, you could go donate $5 to Altadena Girls, and that would be really helpful. Okay, so this is an event. The Hotel Cafe presents a benefit for Los Angeles on January 31st, featuring Johnny Swim, Rozzy. That's where I found this from. Rozzy is such an amazing, talented artist. I love her so much. And she has like a beautiful, kind heart. So attending this event, you will not regret it. She's so talented. It's like insane. Anywho, Dirty Honey, Margaret Cho, hilarious. Bridget Calls Me Baby. Carey Brothers, Garrison Starr, Vicky Pearson, and John Cousill of the Bangles slash Cousills slash Beach Boys, Devin of Wild Rivers, Chris Pierce, Lucy Clearwater, and surprise guests. So unless you go, you will not know. Okay, so it's hosted by Nicarcourt. I don't know if I'm spelling, I don't know how I'm saying this. I'm not saying it right. Nicharcourt of the SoCal Sound. So I guess it's the lead singer. And if you would like to buy tickets, they go on sale. They are on sale at www.hotelcafe.com. And the event takes place on January 31st at 7:20 p.m. Proceeds to support musicians who lost everything in the fire. Shout out to them for that. That's amazing. SAG-AFTRA Foundation Disaster Relief Fund is currently helping SAG-AFTRA performers and their families who have lost their homes or vehicles due to the devastating LA wildfires. If you need help and you are a SAG member, please ask at SAG-AFTRAFoundation.org. And if you are not a member but you would like to help, you can by donating at SAG-AFTRAFoundation.org/donate. And on behalf of all SAG-AFTRA members, thank you if you're helping out. And thank you if you can't donate, share. That is very helpful as well. Okay, here's another one calling for donations, but they do not have a link. So it says, the ASC Relief Fund will offer vital support to ASC members and staff and crews affected by the Los Angeles wildfires. If you don't know what the ASC is, it's the American Society of Cinematographers. So these tragic events have deeply impacted our community. We are grateful to partner with the Motion Picture and Television Fund to provide financial relief. So that's the MPTF, which I've mentioned before. Administrative resources and mental health support to our ASC members, staff, and crews from the locals 600, 728, and 80. If you want to donate, you're going to have to go to the underscore underscore ASC and click the link in their bio because they didn't. I hate when they don't put the thing on. Like, oh, as a matter of fact, yeah, you do have to do it that way because I did. Sorry, in my research, I sometimes don't realize that I have looked into the link. It's a PayPal link and it just shows me paypal.com. So if you want to donate, go to the underscore underscore ASC and donate. You'll find a link there to their PayPal and you'll be able to donate. I don't know why they do it that way. They just do. And then the MPTF goes on to thank the ASC. And it says, thank you for partnering with us for the ASC Relief Fund, offering vital support for ASC members, staff, and crew affected by the Los Angeles wildfires. If you need help, find out more at theasc.com. So maybe if you go to theasc.com, you'll be able to find the link to that PayPal that I don't know why they're doing this PayPal stuff. Okay. So if you need like updates constantly, because I'm not here constantly, nobody's here constantly. But I did find like a news network that's 24/7 for Southern California, and it's KNX News, so like Connex News, and you can find it for free. And it's always live, by the way, on the Audacity app, which, so if you don't know how to spell that, it's at AUDACY. So download the app and then go and search KNX News. 97.1 FM. I guess it's like a radio station. I haven't used the radio in a long time, so I don't know. But yeah, if you go there, you'll be getting like up to the minute updates. And I think that this can be very valuable, especially if you're in California and you're at risk. Okay. So here is something fun to do that helps others. Frances Fisher, someone who I'm a huge fan of. You know her, you love her, probably from Titanic, but you know her and love her. So she posted our heartfelt thanks to the firefighters and first responders benefit performance Saturday, January 25th at 3 p.m., free admission for LAFD and their families. Isn't that amazing and beautiful? I love the way our community of actors is coming together to just like show appreciation for the people who are risking their lives to keep us all safe. So the play is Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. All proceeds from ticket purchases. So if you're not, a member of the LAFD, you can't get in for free, sorry, but all proceeds will be donated to the LAFD. And when you're buying tickets, use code LAFF. And the website is www.onstage411.com/salesman. And tickets go between $45 and $65. You can't go wrong with that. It's a pretty stacked cast, actually, but I'm just a huge fan of Francis Ford. Francis Ford. Fred, where, what? Francis Fisher. Francis Ford. That comes from Francis Ford Coppola, which is a completely different thing. I'm so sorry, but you know what? I'm just embracing these fumbles right now because I just need to laugh and I need to have some lightness in my life. Yeah, so if you want to go see Death of a Salesman between $45 and $65, go and you get to see a ton of amazing actors do their thing. And every dollar will be going to the LAFD and their families. So go, it's a good idea. So this is some information on LA's air quality impacted by the recent fires. Taking care of your lungs is essential. So this January, not that there's like this resource was just posted today, and it says this January we're offering free respiratory healing sessions to help our community breathe better and stay healthy. So you have about 8 days to go, and it's into MESEA, so INTOMESEA. And what they are trying to do is help people breathe better to clear the airways. Reduce inflammation, support better breathing. Salt is antimicrobial and helps exfoliate pollutants from our lungs. Let's prioritize our respiratory health. That is very vague. I don't know if that means I should be eating, we should be eating, consuming, drinking more salt. I don't know. It says a little bit, a lot, they elaborated a little bit. To our dear LA community, your respiratory health matters, especially now. We're offering free salt halotherapy session. So I guess this is what they mean. So don't drink salt. Don't take my advice. Don't drink salt. So we're offering free salt halotherapy sessions in January to help the community recover and stay healthy. Step into our healing salt room and let nature do the work, clearing your airways, easing inflammation, and giving your lungs the care they need. Let's breathe better together. And then it says, click the link in our bio that directs you to our website. It would be so much easier if they just put the website there. So, again, INTOMESEA on Instagram. And then it says, when you get to the website, go under services. You'll find a link that says breathe, and you can book your session there. Use code LA Love to unlock your healthy respiratory journey. I just want everybody to still have functioning lungs when this is all over. So, lung resources are super important to me. So, if that's something that interests you, go check it out. This is also kind of, it relates to the lungs. Yeah. Do you live within 30 miles of Los Angeles? If the answer is yes, then you need to read this. So I'm going to read it to you. How to protect yourself from toxic ash. And if you have symptoms that may be related to exposure to smoke or soot, consult your doctor. Why ash is an issue. As of right now, data is limited and we don't yet know how toxic it is in many areas, but there are some things we know for sure. Ash is small enough to be carried by the wind very far away from burn sites. Areas closer to the fires will likely have more concentrated toxins and more ash. The toxins of concern are lead, arsenic, asbestos, PAHs, and other heavy metals and chemicals from house contents, houses, and cars burning. Use your best judgment to scale back on safety measurements based on proximity to the disaster zone and how much ash fell in your area. Even if you can't see smoke or AQI is low, there are asbestos, lead, and other toxic particles in the air from burned buildings. Wear a well-fitted respirator that has the words, okay, I don't know how to say it, NIOSH, NIOSH, and ideally P100 or N100 printed on it. N95 masks are protective, but it needs to be at least rated P100 to protect against all toxins. Get a HEPA air filter and keep it running on high. You can also build a DIY box fan filter or ask for one from your mutual aid organization like Air Gas Mike. Airgasmic. It's the fact that it's air, one word, gas is another word, and Mike is another word. So I'm reading it as three words, but it's ergasmic. Okay. I probably should go to bed now, but I'm going to finish the episode. Keep your windows closed. Tape around the edges of your windows to prevent particles from coming in. Do not drink or cook with the tap water. We will get into that a little bit later, but it says here, if you're directly in a disaster zone and potentially if you are next to or near one, it is advised not to use tap water for anything at all. Historically, municipal safety announcements sometimes come later than they should, so be extra safe and stick to bottled water if you are able. If water smells unusual, appears discolored, or leaves a residue, do not use for any purpose, including washing. For more water safety information, please refer to waterforla.lacounty.gov/water-alerts. Outdoor surface cleaning, spray or mist of soapy water to keep dust suppressed and clean surfaces. Warning, mixing water with wood ash can create lye, which is highly caustic and can cause burns, including dish soap. This is a little less likely while helping to remove more contaminants. I don't know. I'm not sure I understand that, but okay, I read it exactly as is. Use disposable rags or paper towels to wipe away or a broom to gently sweep. Place ash and used disposable cleaning materials into a plastic bag and dispose into a regular trash bag. Use a damp cloth or mop with soap and water to clean ash from hard surfaces. Vacuum carpets, rugs, and upholstery using a vacuum equipped with a HEPA filter to capture fine particles or a wet vac. Consider professional cleaning for items with extensive ash contamination. Carpet cleaner, vacuums, or services are one way to be more thorough. No shoes inside. Don't track toxic dust inside. Take off and wash your clothes after working with or around ash. Wash outside clothes separately from indoor clothes. Shower after being outside, and especially if you've been in direct contact with ash, which is kind of contradictory when you think about the fact that they don't want you to use the water. At first, keep the shower cold so your pores don't open up. After a good rinse, you can turn on the hot water for the rest of your shower. Protect your pets by carefully wiping ash off pets after each time they go outside with disposable rags or paper towels. If you have a cat, maybe just consider keeping it indoors. Wash your car. Take it to an automatic washer so you have as limited contact with it as possible. When driving, keep the air off or make sure it's set to recirculate and replace the cab filter with a HEPA filter if you are able. Turn off your heat. It might be chilly, but unless you know for certain that your HVAC system recirculates the air from inside your dwelling and doesn't pull from outside, then it's probably best to leave air off and rely on space heaters. Older gas heaters and radiators are not an issue. Soil contamination, it is not known yet how contaminated the soil will be from ash in different areas, as this information will take time to develop. We know cleanup efforts have already started and will continue to happen as people return home. These recommendations are an attempt to distill information from past urban wildfire events about precautions you can take to reduce harm. Please follow the official guidelines you can find at tinyurl.com/ashprecautions, ASHPRECAUTIONS. Okay. Emily V. Gordon, you may not know who she is, but she is a talent. An insane talent. I don't know why I feel the need to mention how talented people are, but she's very helpful. And she had a massive response to a post that she shared that she now knows about a ton of free furniture for displaced people in LA. So if you need free stuff, contact her on Instagram at EMILYVGORDON, Emily V. Gordon, and she will connect you with the proper people. So tomorrow, Saturday, January 25th, the N New York for LA fundraising event is taking place. They have, I don't know if you bought tickets or not, but they are sold out. But just in case you've purchased tickets and you're listening to this, the new location is the Nall and Herman Miller stores. So just show up there. They have a 5K run that starts at 10:30 a.m. They have many run clubs. They have a bake off. They have music. They have yoga classes. There's a raffle. If you didn't buy tickets, you're really missing out, because in the raffle, you can win a $500 Dolce Vita gift card, a hotel, two weekend stays, the one hotel, sorry, two weekend stays, $400 Carvone gift card, and stog cast iron Dutch oven. Not that anybody needs a Dutch oven, but if you can't make it to the event, they do still have some merch available, and you can find the link for that on, it's Gina Bruno's Instagram, which is ITSGINABRUNO, and just click the link and it'll take you there. You can't attend, it is sold out, but you can still do some good. So do that, please. I am not, some of these things that I've screenshotted, I am not sure what I'm looking at. Oh, this is the end of the LA, NY for LA thing. On Tuesday, January 28th, they have another event going on at 7 a.m. and it's a cold plunge. And I think that one still has tickets available. So if you want to check out their website, please go ahead and do some. Jamie Lee Curtis mentioned that like heavy rain is coming, which I'll touch on later in a bit. Later on in the episode, I'll touch on it a bit. Oh my God. I sound so dumb right now to the point of knowing it. And it's like a really good thing that I'm blonde, because we can blame it on that. But I am actually not blonde. My hair is black. So I don't know where this level of stupidity is coming from. Anyway, let's get back on track. So as I was saying, Jamie Lee Curtis, she was warning against like mudslides and debris that occur because of the loss of the natural infrastructure, which holds it all together. And I have some information coming up about how to prepare for the mudslides. So the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles is also raising money from Altadena to Pasadena. The wildfires have impacted thousands across the greater Los Angeles area. CHLA's Wildfire Recovery Fund has been created to provide crucial support to the hospital team's members, patients, and their families affected by recent devastating fires. This includes a variety of resources such as temporary shelter, long-term housing, food, clothing, childcare, emotional support, and resources to manage logistical challenges. Children's Hospital LA is grateful for your generosity and partnership in helping our community. Unfortunately, their donation option is also a PayPal. So if you want to donate, you could click go to secureone.chla.org and it will take you to the PayPal donation page. So here is something that I found. It's called New Pig Original Absorbent Sack, and it's something that you can buy to safeguard your home with regard to, excuse me, with regard to the mudslides. So they're like sandbags, essentially. And I'll have more on that. But this one was recommended by someone. So if you're interested in this product, which doesn't have a price, you can go to their website, www.newpig.com, and sign up for deals. But I feel like this is something that is needed immediately. So there's no time for that. But for the future, if you want to prepare for the future, check that out. Okay, so Michelle Lysanchu posted this. Share this with anyone who has lost their home in the wildfires and is looking for clothing and a safe space to shop. Many families impacted by the Los Angeles wildfires escaped with little more than the clothes on their backs. At Homage Pasadena, so HOMAGEPASADENA, has stepped up in an incredible way, transforming over half of their gift shop into a free community space where those affected can come and find clothing, shoes, denim, outerwear, and more essentials. I had a chance to speak with the owner, Jill, who shared how donations have been pouring in from all over California. I saw her personally taking the time to connect with each person who came in, listening to their needs and stories and sourcing specific items to help them get back on their feet. This heartfelt effort will remain open indefinitely. So some of the resources that I've shared in the past have closed because they've run out of stuff, or they have too much stuff, so they need to like go through it and they're going to reopen. But this one is going to stay open indefinitely as long as people need stuff. And it's located at 100 North Fair Oaks Avenue in Pasadena. Zip is 91103. Tenants' rights assistance for fire residents, something I found. Uninhabitable, number one, uninhabitable units. If access to your rental is blocked, example, by National Guard or utilities are shut off, your unit is uninhabitable and you are entitled to rent relief. Two, negotiate with your landlord, request rent waivers or prorate refunds for the time your unit is uninhabitable. If you don't know what that means, it means that you should ask for like a rent rebate for the days that you cannot live in your house. So if you could, if you were in your house from the 1st till the 7th, then and you couldn't stay in your house from the 8th to the 31st, then you get a rent, you ask for a rent rebate where you just pay for the 7 days that you were there, and then they have to like refund you what you're due, what you like the difference. I'm not explaining this right. And the worst part is I know what it means. Okay, let me just re-explain it. If you were in your unit from the 1st to the 7th, you should only pay for the 1st to the 7th. If your home became uninhabitable from the 8th to the 31st, you need to ask for a rent rebate, and it'll be calculated by subtracting, like, so you have to divide the total rent and then subtract the days that you were in the house, and then keep that, and then they give you the rest. Three, protecting your belongings. Your landlord must ensure the security of your property until you can't access it. No rent increases. Rent increases beyond 10% are prohibited during a state of emergency. If your landlord won't cooperate, send a demand letter and seek legal advice to pursue your rights. Courts may award statutory attorney's fees in these cases. Do not let your rights be overlooked. Help is available. So this, it said share this post to spread the word. I did share it in my stories and I'll keep sharing it there, but I'm also sharing it here. And these are tenants' rights. Also, if you are in the Palisades area, there's going to be a Palisades Fire Town Hall tomorrow, January 26th. Two sessions, one at 10 a.m. and one at 2 p.m., hosted by the McNicholas family. And it says two sessions, what to expect, FEMA and government services, insurance information, alternative living information, and where do we go from here? So it's definitely somewhere to go. If you need that kind of help. And I'm so sad that anyone needs it. If you need N95 masks, visit Masks Block LA and Clean Air Los Angeles. They set up daily outside of the Amoeba store in Hollywood. So it's like on Hollywood Boulevard. Go there if you don't have access to N95s. They have tons and they will let you pick up for yourself, for your friends, for your family. So you will be covered. Something positive, Pasadena Humane, since the Eaton fire started, we have reunited over 1,000 pets with their families. That makes me really happy. Please go to the Pasadena Humane Society website and donate if you can. They've saved so many beautiful little babies. And I know that if it was my pet, I would want somebody to rescue her and bring her to me. So these people are heroes, to, like, honestly. Okay, moving on. California's wildfires have left many searching for strength and a path to rebuild. Dr. Pauline Boss's ambiguous loss theory, used to support 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina survivors, offers powerful insights. Paired with Doctors John and Julie Gottman's work, these approaches provide six compassionate strategies for coping and healing. Even in heartbreak, connection and community can light the way forward. Read more on our blog and share with those in LA who may need support. There is no direct link, but for more support, call It says for more support, the Call Hope warm line is available 24/7, 1-833-317-HOPE in for English and 1-833-642-7696 in Spanish. And here are the six thing. What did I just? My brain is not working. The six compassionate strategies for coping and healing. Number one, acknowledge the loss. Recognize that you are facing an unimaginable situation. Accepting this reality allows you to be patient and gentle with yourself and others. Yeah, you should probably be patient and gentle with yourself right now because you are going through hell, and I am so sorry. Number two, normalize ambivalence. Feeling torn about recovery is completely normal. Understanding this can make the path to healing feel more attainable. Share pers this number three, share perspectives. Openly sharing your thoughts and feelings can strengthen connections, especially during times when support from others is essential. Four, be flexible and creative. Keeping an open mind fosters flexibility and creativity, essential tools for navigating crisis and change. Five, reconstruct routines and rituals. Don't abandon your routines and rituals. They provide structure and connection. Adapt them to fit the current situation. And finally, find meaning. Seeking purpose and meaning can empower you to cope and rebuild even in the face of adversity. This is all very similar to like the five stages of grief, I guess. I guess that's the only thing I can really think to compare it to. And it's not linear. That's all I can say. So, some good news. SoCal is expected to receive much needed rain this weekend. Saturday and Sunday could see much needed rainfall across Southern California. This precipitation would be a huge relief for those suffering from the ongoing wildfires. As we well know, Los Angeles has faced a myriad, I can't read, of weather and climate related issues over the past few weeks. And sadly, new wildfires are still popping up at this very moment. However, good news is here. Relief in the form of precipitation is on its way, according to the National Weather Service. So this weekend, it says on Saturday, LA is expected to receive between 0.25 to 0.5 inches of rain. And even better, on Sunday, LA is expected to continue to receive even more rain. Rainfall could be between 0.5 inches to 1 inches, and Monday could also see rainfall of 0.1 to 0.25 inches as well. The city of Pasadena is urging residents impacted by the Eaton fire to take precautions as the area faces the potential rainfall this weekend, preparing to protect lives and property within the burn scar area is critical due to the area being more susceptible to debris, flooding, and erosion. Prepare your property. Residents in and around the burn area should take immediate action to mitigate potential impact. Debris flow barriers. Consider installing protective barriers to redirect water and debris away from structure. Gutter and drain maintenance. Clear debris from gutters, downspouts, and storm drains to improve water flow. Sandbags. Free pre-filled sandbags and self-serve sand and sandbags are available. But this was only available today, so that is not going to help anybody. I don't understand why they don't keep it going like for a few days. But it does say the following fire stations will have a normal supply of self-serving sand and sandbags, and they don't have a specific date. You can just go until they run out. Fire Station 37, located at 3430 East Foothill Boulevard, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Fire Station 38, 1150 Linda Vista Avenue, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Burn and safety tips. Rainfall in a burn area can result in a sudden and unpredictable hazard. Follow these safety tips to prepare. Use caution around any downed or dangling wires or poles. If you see a downed wire, always assume it's a live wire. Never approach or touch any wire that, excuse me, is down or dangling, and immediately report it by calling 911 for power emergencies. Call 626-744-4138. Avoid flood prone areas. Do not attempt to cross flooded roads, trails, or streams. Turn around. Don't drown. Evacuation information. If officials issue evacuation warnings or orders, residents are encouraged to know the difference. Evacuation warning. This is a notice to residents that they should prepare to evacuate due to a potential or anticipated threat. Evacuation order. This is a directive from resident to residents for resident. This is a directive for residents to immediately evacuate due to an imminent threat to life and safety. So please, please, if you're in these areas, prepare a go bag in case of emergency evacuations, essentially a backpack or bag containing essential items you'll need in case of an evacuation, especially during emergencies like the LA fires. To prepare one, focus on including only the most basic survival needs. Don't be me and don't try to rescue or bring your shoes, every pair of shoes, all 400 pairs of shoes that you own, or your lipsticks or your Tom Brady autograph. Just bring things that are actually going to help you thrive and then stay alive, like food and water. It says pack, because I'm assuming these are, this particular evacuation is a situation where you would be able to return home to your things. I don't think it's going to flood to that point, but you never know. So maybe if you're me, do save your 400. No, I'm joking. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really trying to keep it light because it's been so dark for so long, and I need to feel like I'm doing something good, but I also need to feel like there's still hope in the world and still things to laugh about. So anyway, here's what you should pack: food and water for 3 days, a non-perishable food. It just says a non-perishable food and 3 gallons of water per person. 3 days worth of clothing, sturdy shoes, a small toiletry kit, sanitary pads or tampons, and a blanket or sleeping bag. Keep copies of IDs, passports, and other critical documents along with some cash. Add items like flashlights, extra batteries, and a whistle. I guess the whistle would be for if you're in danger. But just to keep things light and airy, if a telemarketer happens to call you during this time, just pick up your phone and blow the whistle. My grandma used to do that. I'm just trying, like I said, I'm just trying to find ways to still find laughter and enjoy in this situation. The American Red Cross has begun to distribute financial assistance to people who have been impacted by the California wildfires. If you have been affected and have not done so, you can register to receive help at redcross.org/get help. Please do if you're in need. I know it's sometimes it can be really hard, maybe even like embarrassing to ask, but it's worth it. So if you need help, ask. Ways to get involved in Los Angeles and throughout the state. It says please do not travel to impacted areas. This is from California volunteers give time. So please do not travel to impacted areas as first responders need roads to remain clear and Angelenos to stay safe. Things that you can do, check in on your neighbors, call or visit older and high-risk neighbors to see if they need any help, or sign up to volunteer. Recovery will be long-term. Please don't be discouraged if you can't find a match right now there, because a lot of people, they need volunteers, but they already have too many. But you can check out the LA YMCA, LA Works, Los Angeles Regional Food Bank, and Habitat for Humanity. Check out their websites. Join the California Service Corps. Apply for one of our, so you can make money doing this. Apply for one of our paid service programs and give back to your community while building valuable skills for the future. The website is californiavolunteers.ca.gov. New needs are being identified every day, whether it's information, supplies, or monetary donations. Your generosity will make a difference for those in need. Share information, visit 2025 Los Angeles Fires and the California Community Resource Guide for available services and support. This is all on the californiavolunteers.ca.gov website. Visit Philanthropy California. That's another website. Philanthropy California is a partner of California Office of Emergency Services, who thoroughly vets the funds, resources, and events listed on their sites. And of course, give gratitude to our first responders, National Guard, firefighters, California Service Corps members, and everyone else who is helping. They all need us to cheer for them right now. So it says if you need ideas on how to thank them, you can send a card to the fire station. You could create a video or post a thank you note on social media. You can make a sign with your support and, hang it in your window or put it on your lawn. You can, and then here's some more information. In times of crisis, community and connections are vital. Giving love to yourself and others will strengthen relationships and help people feel seen. Send a text, reach out to those impacted to let them know you care. Embrace community, so connect with a neighbor, start a conversation. Support small businesses, so just buy from smaller businesses, which is a good idea. Buy a gift card, write a positive review, recommend the small business. They need this right now. Share a meal, provide a meal for someone who has been impacted. And most of all, just be kind to yourself and others. This is from the LAist, and it's LAIST.com. How you can help. Experts advise doing your homework and finding verified places where you know your money will be put to good use. So, just for reference, I have vetted every single resource that I've shared in terms of where you can give money and things like that, because I don't want anybody to get scammed because of something I said or something that I shared. So here are some places where to start, where you can go. So Wildlife Recovery Fund, California Foundation, that's obviously a given. The Red Cross, a given. LA County Fire Chief Anthony C. Maroney has been encouraging people who want to help to visit the website of the Emergency Network Los Angeles, but they don't share the website. So Google Emergency Network Los Angeles. For volunteer opportunities, LA Works, which I just talked about, has information about how to help with housing, childcare, food, and specific needs from local nonprofits. Also visit the state's californiaforall.ca.gov services as clearinghouse for volunteer opportunities. Fire recovery victims and evacuees can get started with these resources. If you want to find victims, here's what experts. If you want to help, oh my God, if you want to find the victims, they're everywhere. If you want to help fire victims, here's what experts say does the most good, and places seeking volunteers. So if you go to LAIST.com, they have links for these things, but the links are like, it just says want to help. It doesn't actually give you the website. Yeah, please note that this information has been compiled to help support our community affected by the unprecedented wildfires. These details change quickly, which is why I do a new podcast every 48 hours or so. So, strongly recommend checking in directly with linked resources for the most up-to-date information. If you know of any organizations or mutual aids that should be on the list, let me know and I will share because we need to share. We this I'm so sorry. I know someone who has a podcast, and when I listen to it, this person sounds so discombobulated, and I'm always like, why? Just why? And then I'm over here doing it right now. Pot meat kettle. Check MLAN's list of needs and opportunities. The community has come together in remarkable ways to support one another during this challenging time. For a complete list of opportunities and specific donation needs, check out Mutual Aid LA Network's extensive spreadsheet, which is being constantly updated. Go to their website because I don't understand these Google spreadsheets. The list includes local schools, YMCAs, community centers, and organizations collecting donations currently for those affected by the wildfires. With the help of volunteers, they are accepting a variety of essential items, including water, food such as canned goods, non-perishables, blankets, and other emergency supplies. Foster, volunteer, or donate to help displaced animals. I already mentioned that. The need to support displaced pets and wildlife is more urgent than ever. And they may need your support. You can make a difference by fostering, adopting, or donating money and supplies and volunteering. Help out the LA Regional Food Bank. They are accepting donations and they need volunteers. Requested goods include peanut butter, protein-based snacks, crackers, trail mix, energy bars, I was about to say Pop-Tarts, pop-top canned chicken and tuna, juice boxes and water. Donate safety gears to volunteers who are cleaning up after the fire. Dedicated volunteers in Pasadena and Altadena are being granted access to the burn zone and to begin clearing the roads and removing fire hazardous debris in the affected areas to ensure their safety as they take on this critical work. Junior High LA in Glendale has been collecting essential safety gear for them, such as hazmat suits, gloves, masks, and goggles. Check their website to see their latest requests, but the website's not there. Support the Amazon, this Amazon wish list for those impacted by the wildfires, but the link is broken. So I don't know how you can go there specifically, but if I will post, I will make the effort to go looking for these links and I'll share them in my stories on That Brash Blonde. And you can go there and see it for yourself. And if you'd like to contribute to people's Amazon wish lists, you can. The Dream Center in Silver Lake has played a vital role in supporting those directly impacted by the wildfires through its donation efforts. They are still seeking donations, including toilet paper, chapstick, sunscreen, and work gloves. But needs change constantly. So check their Instagram at LA Dream Center for the latest. They're also looking for mental health professionals. So if you can offer this assistance to those who are struggling with like trauma caused by this, you can fill out a form at secretlosangeles.com to be included on the list of mental health care professionals. We've already covered the Red Cross, the LAFD, and all that stuff, so we don't need to talk about it again. World Central Kitchen still needs your help. I've told you about them multiple times. You can donate at worldcentralkitchen.com. Check out their Instagram, WC Kitchen. Project Hope is working with officials and local groups to address urgent health and humanitarian needs during the fires. Donations to the California Wildfire Emergency Fund will provide essential aid and supplies to those affected. Again, no link. Google Project Hope. Okay, I'm just making sure I don't repeat myself. Well, I mean, I've done that already, but too much. Don't repeat myself too much. The Boys and Girls Club of Malibu has activated the Malibu Emergency Relief Fund to provide vital support for affected residents. The funds aid with direct financial assistance, essential supplies, mental health services, and resources for individuals facing home loss, displacement, and job loss. You'll have to Google it, the Boys and Girls Club of Malibu, because again, these people don't know how to put links. Salvation Army always needs help. And again, you can find them at Salvation Army. Contact them there. Good Lord. There's a ton of GoFundMe campaigns out there. I've shared some that I know are for sure legit, but I'm not going to start sharing them on here because I will be here for a week. So if you want to go to my profile, you'll see me sharing legitimate GoFundMe so that you do not get scammed. Commissioner Ricardo Lara Insurance Support Workshop. Schedule a free consultation, confidential appointment with the Department of Insurance experts. And that is going on tomorrow and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. To schedule an appointment, please call 1-800-927-4357. Address doesn't, it says Pasadena City College, East Colorado. It doesn't say the address, but Pasadena City College, East Pasadena Boulevard, 91106. Should be relatively easy to find if you're Google, if you're Googling. There's also going on Thursday, January 30th, there's going to be a Los Angeles County virtual wildfire insurance town hall. join the same resource that I just mentioned, Ricardo Lara, and the Department of Insurance experts to learn about important services available to you, navigate insurance issues after the fire, and avoid common scams open to all county residents. www.insurance.ca.gov. I feel like I work on a radio station right now. Vidyots is holding free screenings for displaced people pretty much every day. So if you need to escape at the movies, just go to Vidyots. It'll be free. Okay. The People Place. So the People Place underscore LA. If your family has been impacted by the fires, we have collected items from our community to support you. Everything will be like new. Please come take whatever you need. They have baby gear, sound machines and monitors, wipes, formula, toiletries, clothing, breastfeeding pumps, baby bedding, and towels. Pickup details, Saturday, January 25th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 6007 Washington Boulevard, Culver City. So if you need baby stuff, it's really important. This is from Becca Tobin, and it's for people who live in Austin. A benefit for LA Disaster Relief, LA, featuring live performances by a whole bunch of people. That Lily Hickman of Next of Kin, Beth to James, Cody Jasper, Carolyn Trowbridge, Sarah Dossey, June Rise, Somebody Someone, Keenan Stoke, Ricky Duran, Sissy, Ruthie Kraft, Van Mary, Kate Heron, West Texas Exiles, Nick Adamo, Jesse Wilson, Jane Claire, Being Dead. Oh, what a terrible name. Jane Claire Being Dead. Katarina, Haley Grace, Scarlet Park, Lola with open DJ sets from DJ Cassandra, just Jim, DJ Helios, DJ Loa, IQ, and DJ La Moon. Over 20 artists performing live for ATX for LA. It's at Anton's, 305 East 5th Street, Austin, Texas. Sunday, January 26th, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Doors open at 1:30 p.m. You can donate whatever you want, but the suggested donation is $25. 100% is going to benefit the wildfires. So this is about the film industry, basically. It's a little initiative called Stay in LA. There's no place like home. You can go to the website stayinla.org. Our city is losing film and television production to more competitive markets. The numbers are grim. Now, in the wake of the fires, LA is hurting even more. People can't afford to live here if there isn't work here. We call upon lawmakers and studios and streamers to give the people of Los Angeles a fighting chance by taking emergency measures to bring production back to LA. This is a nonpartisan issue that affects every sector of our city. When we shoot in LA, jobs are created, small businesses are supported, and the entire economy thrives. Sign our petition at the link in bio, stayinla.org, and share Stay in LA widely. It says even before the recent devastating LA fires, cast and crew and small businesses were suffering from production moving away for better tax incentives. The fires will make this bad situation worse. Bringing production back to LA, the more jobs that stay, the more money gets spent, the quicker we'll bounce back. Every sector benefits: restaurants, retail, salon, hospitality, but we need a better tax incentive. We urge our leaders to uncap the tax incentive for productions that shoot in LA County for the next 3 years as part of the disaster relief effort. We call upon studios and streamers to pledge at least 10% more production in LA over the next 3 years. Each dollar spent on incentivizing production to stay in California creates $24.40 in new economic activity across local businesses, $8.60 in wages and labor income, and $16.14 in increased GDP. Join concerned LA residents and sign our petition. Each signature could mean a difference in whether or not a family can afford to remain in our community. My voice is starting to go because I'm tired. Even if you're not in LA, you can sign the petition. So again, it's stayinla.org. If you or someone you know has been impacted by the fires, the SMC Foundation is here to support you with an entire gym full of used and gently used clothing. We also have groceries, personal care products, free lunch from World Central Kitchen, and free parking. They are open tomorrow. Sorry, they're not open tomorrow. It says tomorrow Friday, but today is Friday. They're open Sunday, January 26th. And it says for more information, visit smc.edu/disaster support. Good place to go if you are still in need of clothing, food, stuff like that. If this is for animals, if you come across any sick, injured, abandoned, or orphaned wildlife, please contact us. We're here to help. If you come across any animal in need, please reach out to us immediately. What to do? Rescue, what we do, sorry, rescue and rehabilitate injured, sick, and orphaned wildlife, provide medical care and safe shelter for animals in need, release rehabilitated animals back into their natural habitat for quick action that can save a life. Together, we can give these animals the second chance they deserve. DM at CLEOSCR. ITTERCARE, or call 626-715-0262 or 323-723-8728. I did see some, I'm not going to read you the article. There's a New York Times article that I read about Altadena residents going back and kicking through the ashes and saying goodbye to essentially everything they ever, had. But there was one silver lining in it that was kind of beautiful. It says, "One of my a man, Lou Avery Douglas, one of my things survived, even if everything else is gone. I have one thing." He found comfort when his roommate found his mug, one of his mugs, decorated with a rainbow and the phrase, "May your day be filled with happiness," in the ashes of a burned of their burned apartment. And as sad as that is to read, it's also kind of comforting because at the end of the day, as long as we still have the breath in us, we can always rebuild, right? I know this is so hard for so many people, but as long as you're breathing, you have a chance at getting it all back and maybe getting it back even better. So this is don't use the water alert. Eight water districts have issued water advisories in LA County because of the Palisades and Eaton fires due to concerns that water might be contaminated by toxins from the fire. If water systems lose pressure during urban wildfires, bacteria and contamination such as volatile organic compounds or VOCs can get into the water. Once water systems lose pressure, smoky toxins can be sucked into the pipes and contaminate water systems. Researchers documented this phenomenon in 2018 after the Camp Fire destroyed 18,000 structures in pa Paradise and contaminated the water to many of the surviving 1,200 homes. As a result of their findings, a new state law went into effect in January of 2024 that requires all water districts to test their water for contaminants if a wildfire of at least 300 acres burns down even one structure of their district. How can fire contaminate our drinking water? Our homes and offices are full of everyday materials such as plastic, electronics, and mattresses that create toxic vapor once they burn, releasing VOCs such as carcinogen, benzene into the air, releasing, not realizing. This is why boiling water with suspected VOCs or even taking a hot shower is dangerous because heat can release steamy toxins into your home. Most of the water advisories thus have do not use alerts until the system can be thoroughly tested and repaired and cleaned. Once a water system gets the all clear, people should feel confident about the quality of their drinking water. Can you do anything safely with suspected water? Question mark. Water with suspected contaminants should be avoided. That means no bathing or showering in the water. Even cold showers could be dangerous. If water gets in your nose, eyes, or mouth, no cooking or making ice, no teeth brushing, no washing dishes since hot or warm water could release the toxins pets should not drink water either. So make sure you have a lot of bottled water at your disposal so that you can brush your teeth and cook, and the bathing is going to be complicated. So this is just a general information. It says staying informed is important now more than ever, and social media is not the best place to do it. If you primarily get your news from social media, you are missing critical information. Social media is great for a lot of things, but isn't designed for processing the news thoughtfully or with intentionally. The platform reward the sensationalism, rage bait, and misinformation. Here are better ways to consume the news and stay informed about local, national, and global events without becoming overwhelmed. Well, number one, you can listen to this podcast. Number two, visit news websites directly, sign up for newsletters, subscribe to a print newspaper, listen to a daily news podcast like mine. Oh, this is not a daily podcast and it's not a news podcast. You know what's funny about this whole situation? I wanted to go into journalism before I pursued acting. I also wanted to be a lawyer, but that's a story for another day. And after like doing these podcasts to cover the fire, I'm so glad I didn't go into journalism. To everyone impacted by the recent fires in LA, we see you. These moments can feel heavy, but you don't have to carry it alone. This is a mental health resource. It's Join Peers, GOG. J like Jason, OINPEERS. And they are offering free peer support to young people impacted by wildfires. Visit peers.net/LA fires to learn more and redeem your free session. Together, we can get through this. If you have any questions at all, we are here. Our DMs are always open. Again, JOINPEERS. Siena East. So it's NDNs plus friends raising funds for LA. I think this one's a cool initiative. Anyway, it says we are just native comedians who got our artist friends to give us stuff to sell to raise money for fellow Angelenos affected by the water. Affected by the fires, not the water. Well, also the waters that you can't bathe anymore. Come help us at www.ndnsandfriends.com. 100% of the net profits will be donated to the chapter house. The chapter house will be helping BIPOC families and domestic workers in LA, all affected directly by the fires. Here are some of the things that you can get, but not all because they can't fit them all. Here's some of the stuff that you can get. So you can get an hour-long beading session on Zoom with Jana Schmieding. Get earrings beaded by Amber Mid Thunder and a video message. Get a signed poster of Reservation Dogs by Sterling Harjo. I mean, this is just, I'm just disappointed that it's not Reservoir Dogs, but that's just because of Quentin Tarantino. It's because of Quentin Tarantino. Okay. Get a personalized song by Ed Helms written for you, which is really cool. I love Ed Helms. Get a Zoom with and canvas painting by Michael Graves. Get and I think they meant to say get un and but it says and get and original drawings of Aang, Momo, and Appa by Brian Konikietzo. If I said that wrong, I'm sorry. Get the bolo worn by, I can't say this, KANIEHTIIO, Horn on Rutherford Falls. Get Superstore merch signed by Nico Santos and a shout out video. Get a limited edition Sitting Bull blanket by Stephen Paul Judd. I almost said Paul Rudd. Oh, goodness. So, like they said, we've only been able to include a few of the amazing things we're offering. Go to ndsandfriends.com and check out everything else we are selling for fans of Game of Thrones, CBS's Ghosts, and Dark Winds. Get more info if you want. I think you want. And this is rain preparation. So sign up for emergency. I'm just going to take a drink, so excuse me if you hear me drinking. Okay. I should like make my voice a little less harsh. Prepare for rain. Sign up for emergency alerts, alert.lacounty.gov. Preparedness tips, ready.lacounty.gov. Rain in the weekend forecast. Make sure you're signed up for alerts. And I have a ton of information about that. I just have to find it because I don't know where I can put it. Okay, here we go. Sandbag distribution sites. Residents in impacted areas of the wildfires can pick up sandbags at these locations to help protect their property from potential flooding ahead of this weekend's anticipated rain. Staff are available typically between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Check the website lacounty.pw/sandbags. Pickup locations are Altadena Golf Course, 1456 Mendocino Street, Altadena, Victory Park, 2575 Paloma Street, Pasadena, Robinson Park, 1081 North Fair Oaks Avenue, Pasadena, Las Flores Creek Park, 3895 Rambla Pacifico Street, Malibu. And then I just have the same thing again for some strange reason. Okay, so we've talked about that. This is for February 2nd. It says fire relief record sale in Los Angeles. Records, tapes, CDs, music, books, collectibles, and more. All proceeds will support our beloved musicians and DJs impacted by the fire. February 2nd, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sound and Vision, The Row, DTLA, 777 South Alameda Street. If you haven't already purchased tickets for Fire Aid, there are still some available, and I would run to get them. If, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Gracie Abrams, Olivia Rodrigo, like there's such an incredible lineup. If you want to help your friends, this is from Emily V. Gordon again. It says helping a friend repopulate their apartment is difficult because everything is covered in ash. Contact Emily, if you need a couch, a mattress, bedding, towels, or drapes that you can spare. These are chemicals that are released during urban fires. We've covered that. Covered that. Everything has been covered pretty much. In case you missed yesterday's MPTF webinar featuring guest speakers discussing wildlife, wild, wow, why do you keep saying wildlife? Wildfire recovery and next steps is up to watch now at mptf.com/wildfire relief. If you need help, call us 323-634-3888 or find out more about our services at mptf.com. So these are evac centers that are open currently in case you're affected by the rain, is what it says. Hart High School, 24825 Newell Avenue, Santa Clarita. Large animals at Lancaster Animals Care Center and Pierce College, no address. Small animals, Palmdale and Lancaster Animal Care Center, no address. The Red Cross LA, follow them. They have a ton of evacuation center information and they will update it constantly. Something that I can't do because I can't sit here and constantly just be talking about what's happening. Like I'd be CNN, I'd have to be like MNN, Melanie News Network. Nobody wants that. I don't even want that. Check out the Annette Bening LA Fires Aftermath, the path forward. She's amazing and just check it out. You can check it out on Deadline. Just go to Deadline's Instagram. Save the date, Sunday, January 26th. Free haircuts and blowouts for those impacted by the fires and first responders, all provided by stylists and barbers from your favorite film and TV shows. And you can book your haircut by going to CINEANTHROPY, Synanthropy, and then click the link in their bio and book to have your hair cut or styled. I'm very happy that it's going to rain. I'm a little worried, but also happy. And the final thing I'm going to share in terms of resource is Eaton Fire Tool Drive for tradespeople and homeowners affected by the Eaton Fire. Help people get back to work and rebuild the community on Saturday, the 25th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Sunday, the 26th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Drop off tool donations at 3221 North San Fernando Road, Unit C. Zip is 90065. What they're looking for is corded or cordless power tools, gas power tools, pneumatic tools, air compressors, no hand tools at this time. So don't bring like a knife. Wow. Don't bring a wrench or a hammer or a screwdriver. I can't believe I said a knife. So my dad works in construction, so you would think that I would know that they don't need knives. There's like a putty knife, but don't bring that either. Those affected can tool distribution slash pickup will be announced in the coming weeks. For more information or to get involved, email eatonfiretooldrive@gmail.com. And they said hosting a tool drive this weekend for tradespeople and homeowners who lost tools. I personally know seven different tradesmen who lost equipment that is critical for their livelihood. We all know how important our tools are and the time and money we all have invested to make a living. Let's try to help ease that burden. Burden, Jesus. Like Tim Burton, burden. We will be accepting donations on San Fernando Road across from the Goodwill this Saturday and Sunday. Please spread the word, which is what I'm doing, and come donate some power tools. This is just the first donation window to get the ball rolling. Let's get people back to work and community rebuilt. So they will have more of these, and maybe then you can bring a knife. No, never bring a knife. A knife is never necessary. And that is it for me. I've talked way too much. I fumbled way too much. I've made a fool of myself way too much. But you know what? If I made you laugh even once throughout this episode, then I feel like I did my good duty, my good duty, my good, what is the, what am I looking for? My good deed for the day. As you can see, I'm super scatterbrained because it's 10:41 p.m. I will get this posted before midnight, but it's 10:41 p.m. and I'm exhausted beyond what I can put into words. And I was when I started the episode, which is was in like an hour and something ago. So if you listened this long, thank you. Stay safe. Have a good weekend. Try to have a good weekend if you're in a bad situation. I'm sending you guys love, light, positivity, all that good juju. Just want to remind you before I go, do not bring a knife to a tool drive. And I'll be back Monday. Hopefully, it will be like a very happy episode, and the rain will have come. Let the rain fall down. Wake my dream. Oh my God, I'm Hilary Duff. Let it wash away my sanity because I don't have any more. hopefully, the rain will have helped. I'm hoping that on Monday, the Eaton Fire and the Palisades Fire will be completely contained. And that we can just focus on rebuilding everything and not thinking about all this destruction so much. I mean, it's not going to go away that quickly, but if I don't shut up, I'm going to be here for another hour. So, thank you again for listening. Thank you for sticking with me. You won't hear from me again until Monday. You have a reprieve. Thanks for tuning in. I really do love you guys. Bye.